Many farmsteads are no longer active. Some have buildings still standing, but vacant. Others were bare ground 100 years or so ago and have become bare ground again. It's interesting to sit and listen to the stories that come from people that used to live on those places. What memories! They're the stories of the old threshing crews where farmers got together and went from farm to help each other until the harvest was in. They'd work and eat together. Maybe we're missing something. Old memories are important. Back in the Bible, God instructed people to maintain their memories. When the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, they crossed on dry ground. God divided the water for them. He instructed them to carry some rocks out of the Jordan and make a rock pile on the shore as a reminder of what He had done for them. That rock pile served as a monument of God's blessing to future generations. We should remember God's blessings too. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curb for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Learn all about our new LifeWave stem cell regeneration patches by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Also, listen for upcoming broadcasts of the LifeWave information programs that will be airing here on AM 1360.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419, that's 970-966-8419, to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program, February 13th, Thursday, 2025. Finished the last hour with the report that human DNA is not patentable because it's a product of nature, but in a court, in a lawsuit, the court added a caveat at the end of the case ruling: if anyone's genome is altered by mRNA, gene-edited technology, then that now modified genome can be patented. This was the Supreme Court of the United States 2013, a Syllabus Association for Molecular Pathology et al. Versus Myriad Genetics, Inc. et al. And certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. April 15th, just so happens, 15th, Demonic Satanic Day, 2013. Decided upon June 13, 2013. According to the official court document, cDNA, synthetic complementary DNA, does not present the same obstacles to patentability as natural occurring isolated DNA segments. As already explained, creation of a cDNA sequence from mRNA results in an exons-only molecule that is not naturally occurring. Petitioners concede that cDNA differs from natural DNA in that the non-coding regions have been removed. They nevertheless argue that cDNA is not patent eligible because, quote, the nucleotide sequence of cDNA is dictated by nature, not by the lab technician. That may be so, but the lab technician unquestionably creates something new when cDNA is made. cDNA retains the natural occurring exons of DNA, but is distinct from the DNA from which it was derived. Great, you've gone to law school. As a result, code DNA is not a product of nature. It is patentable under Section 101, except insofar as a very short series of DNA may have no intervening introns to remove when creating cDNA. Synthetic DNA. In that situation, a short strand of cDNA may be indistinguishable from the natural DNA. So anyhow, WinePress, this is out of winepressnews.com, out of winepress.news.com, February 11th, 2025. There is a Justice Antonin Gregory Scalia. He wrote in the concluding statement, "I join the judgment of the court and all of its opinion except Part 1A and some portions of the rest of the opinion, going into fine detail of molecular biology. I am unable to affirm those details on my knowledge or even my own belief. It suffices me to affirm, having studied the opinions below, that the expert briefs presented here, that the portion of DNA isolated from its natural state sought to be patented is identical to the proportion of DNA in its natural state, and that complementary DNA, or cDNA, is a synthetic creation not normally present in nature." I've discussed these synthetic parasites that have been created or being created by people that have been infused with gene editing, biowarfare, bioweapon technology. Is it irreversible? Well, in my view, it can be, but not through the power of nature. It can only be reversible by the power of God and prayer. I'll give you the verse in Isaiah 54, I think it's verse 17. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And I do believe through the power that God has given His children through the power of prayer and His word, this bioweapon can be ineffective to individuals who can break the power of the poison and this synthetic weapon in their bodies. Christ said that the believers throughout history have had power over the poison of asps. But the key is their faith. So I personally believe, yes. In a natural world, no. Yes, to some degree, through different natural herbs and foods. Now, the wine press has noted in many reports. Nope, I'm going to the first break. Minutes run away.
Our mission here at KHNC is to bring you great uncensored common sense talk radio and the world's best health products to make your lives better. That's our mission, and we couldn't do any of it without all of you out there. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 a.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day. 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave X39 patches by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Then simply scroll down to the LifeWave section, 1360khnc.com, and click on the Natural Health Products button.
I apologize. I forgot to turn my... I had my... one of my articles laying on the my button here. I apologize. I've got to back up. And the segment I just presented to you was fantastic. Now I'm going to have to rehearse it. Wine Press has noted in many reports that the mRNA used in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines is designated to hack and reprogram the recipient's DNA. Reprogram your DNA. This is made especially clear on the Moderna website, where they explain that their mRNA technology is called, I've already read it to myself, this is called the software of life. Software of life? What is this demonic, satanic thought? The technology is called the software of life? What kind of life? A new demonic, satanic, Homo sapien or Neanderthal? I'm sorry, not Homo sapien, Nephilim or Neanderthal DNA or maybe bugs or snakes. Who knows what is in that liquid, but they call it the software of life. The other terms they use, they call it an app, programmable, an operating system, programmable. They call it a program. Since the DNA is a product of a nature and has been altered by mRNA, the now genetically modified genome can be claimed as patentable property. So, I was talking to a friend a week ago. If you took the Moderna shot, you go to your physician and he sees that you've taken the Moderna shot, he will give you the Moderna boosters. You don't want to cross Moderna with Pfizer, because then these two companies are fighting to see which of the two companies, corporations, own you. And I was going to say that if they can program you with their specific technology, bio warfare, this gene-altering technology, can they alter it to cause you to grow extra organs? Like I was stating earlier about the gentleman that's growing extra thumbs. His eyes are changing to the eyes of a cat. He's getting extra elbows. What kind of horror is this? Furthermore, the vaccinated class of people would technically place them in a category and classification of a transhuman. The Transhuman Manifesto defines what a transhuman is and some of the goals of making the world inclusive to this new evolution society. Again, this is out of winepressnews.com, February 11th, 2025. The transhuman is a biological technological organism, a transformation of the human species that continues to evolve with technology. The evolution is understood within the fields of paleontology, archaeology, evolutionary biology, and anthropology. It is further studied and understood in philosophical discourse and social and cultural studies. It is made aware and realized through the advances in technology that bring about the human-computer interaction, wearable devices, computerized communication infrastructures. The people that took these gene editing, altering bioweapons that died, they're buried in the ground, 7 foot down, and with your app on your cell, it's putting out a Bluetooth signal. So you can go to visit your beloved one, turn on the app, and make sure he's still there. Because even in the grave, this technology within that individual is sending out a signal. This is the type of technology. Now, that's a person in the grave that's dead. What if you don't have your cell phone on you, but someone in your vicinity, though you don't have a device with you, they can still, you ping on their device. The Bluetooth technology in you is giving a signal. So let's say that you're on a battlefield and you have a drone overhead. And the drone is able to pick up your specific signal. And it's AI. And it decides that you are on a list to be terminated. And what does the drone do? Picks up on your signal and it erases you. Going on with the article. It is evidenced in medical science and scientific breakthroughs that identity, genetic mutation, and target disease, as well as research and development of gene therapies that aim to reverse and restore cellular damage of biological system. On an environmental level, it is experienced in spaceflight by an astronauts adapting to environments beyond Earth. On an interactive level, it is experienced in the personalized avatar and character usage of virtual reality, augmented reality, video games, and other artificial environments. The article is on winepressnews.com, February 11th issue, 2025. Transhumanism is the first philosophy and worldview to publicly proclaim the need to eradicate disease, to advocate for longevity and ageless thinking. Transhumanists have contributed toward the ideas, research, development, and education of longevity through science, technology, and addressed governing bodies and groups on the ethical use of technology such as AI, nanotechnology, and genetic engineering. I'm going to throw this in. I can't throw this in right now because I'm going to a break. I'll begin. What happens to people that have children, a male and female, that have been genetically changed? They've been edited. Their editing is different. And the sperm and the ovaries have genetic changes in them. What is the child? The child is not considered to be Homo sapien. The child is considered to be transhumanist. Which goes to another point. Is that person redeemable, or that creature in redeemable into God's eternal kingdom? That's a heavy one. I'm going to discuss it when we get back.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Want to go back in time? Tune into Classic Vinyl with JD, Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
Hi, everybody. This is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored, especially in a time when the George Soros's of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio? The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products, so go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Hey, KHNC listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curb for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? ReNew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Okay. leaving everybody hanging here. Our system went down this morning, so I was just talking to the manager and trying to get a read on what happened. And don't know. Just one of those things. If it can be broken, if it's digital, it's going to give you trouble. No matter if it's your cell phone or your big screen television or big screen, any digital is going to fail. I'm not going to fail to get back to the thought, at what point will these individuals change the DNA makeup of mankind to the point where individuals will not be, cannot be eternally saved? Well, within every human being that is born after the pattern of Adam and Eve, man is body, your physical body, your eyes, your hands, your nose, your ears, then your soul, which is your mind, emotion, and will. The Bible defines your soul as your mind, your way to reason, to think, your emotion, you're happy, you're sad, you're bummed out, you're ecstatic, and your will. You have the desire to get out of bed every day, to get to work, to get onto the playground. You use your will. That is your soul, mind, emotion, will. Then deeper in the human, in an individual, deep, deep, is the spirit of man. We throw the term spirit around loosely. But in the spirit of man, it's a vacuum. It's hollow. It is a vacuum. That's the best way to explain it. And it was created to contain one thing. Not sports, not music. That's your mind and emotion. That's your soul. It is a vacuum that can be filled with only one thing, the Spirit of the living God. And upon repenting and realizing that you are a failure and that you are eternally without hope, you repent and you ask this eternal God to forgive you, and you repent, that vacuum is filled like opening a soda can. You get that initial sucking sound. God's Spirit is in you. You are born again. With these new gene-altered transhuman species, do they have a spirit? Once they're a male, a female, they have both been given additional DNA. Their child, is that child have a spirit? Or is that child like a creature, like your dog or your cat, like Fifi or little, you know, little Fluffy? Do they have, they are only body and soul. They have a mind, emotion, and will. They have a body. But they don't contain, they don't have deep within a vacuum to contain God. So with these new transhumanist children, offspring, do they have a spirit? Or are they just like the creatures with body and soul? This is the ethics. This is where we get into the nuances of, at what point do you cease being Homo sapien and now you are a completely different creature apart from God eternally? You are like little bandit or like little buttons. You don't have an eternal soul, or you don't have a spirit to contain God. There are these creatures that have been created in artificial wombs, and they are human-like, but do they have a human spirit? Is man, outside of a relationship with a male and female, and when the egg and the sperm, when they unite and you have that spark of life, these are people that are, I mean, if they're not compromised genetically, these people, these children to be born are genetically capable. They do have a spirit. But now, outside of that kind of a connection, it gets real, I mean, fine line, hard to distinguish. But now, depending on how far down the chain you get two genetically altered species or people now that are contaminated, they have a child, and that child is contaminated through father and mother with this new technology, with this new gene editing bioweapon technology. And then the little girl down the street, little Susie, the parents the same. Little Susie and little Johnny, if they have children, or are they considered to be I want to pick the right word. Are they redeemable or no? And then they have a child. Will their child be redeemable? This is the plan of the devil, to alter Homo sapien that does have a human spirit to contain God, contaminate that genome, that Homo sapien, the the DNA, contaminate it to destroy future generations that would be able to contain the spirit of God. And you have creatures like dogs and cats that don't have that ability, and they don't necessarily have a conscience either.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Returning Saturday, March 1st to KHNC 1360 AM, the Roar of the Rockies, and every Saturday, March through October, it's Garden Talk Radio from 11 to noon. That's every Saturday morning from 11 to noon, KHNC 1360 AM, the Roar of the Rockies.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Okay, we know that Satan's war on mankind for the last 6,000 years, the great war is to prevent, distract individuals from having the knowledge of a God that is exists, that can create, that knows all things, that is omnipresent, that is eternal. Satan does not want mankind to believe in the God of creation. This creature was created. And so to contaminate the DNA of Homo sapien has always been the plan. Now, one aspect of transhumanism that offers a universal sensibility is that it strives to explore and elucidate the need for inclusivity, plurality, and continuous questioning of our knowledge. As we are a species and a society that is forever changing, while the worldview of transhumanism is commonly shared, epistemological and metaphysical views with diverse approaches to transhumanist thought, the goal is to improve the human condition. No, it's not to improve the human condition. It is to change it. Improve means to take from what exists and cause it to morph into something completely different. To change completely Homo sapien to transhuman. Man with other technology or DNA, a new species. Remember the Greek gods? You have a half horse, half human. You have mermaids. They've tried this before, prior to the time of Adam, in the existence of a previous world before Adam and Eve were created in the Garden of Eden. There was another world with creatures that were conscious of time and very intelligent. And in that world, they had these cross species. You see the Alice in Wonderland, the movie. The cats can talk. It's just another world. Well, this is the thinking of these people. Now, there's a transhumanist party of the United States. It provides additional clarification to the rights and legalities of a transhuman, as used in this transhumanist Bill of Rights. The term sentient entities encompasses human beings, including genetically modified humans, cyborgs, digital intelligences, intellectually enhanced, previously non-sapient animals. In other words, animals that didn't really know and understand in the same capacity that we do. So in other words, you splice in a dog DNA with a person. Well, bad example. Let me go on. Any species of plant or animal which has been enhanced to possess the capacity for intelligent thought, and other advanced sapient life forms having knowledge and wisdom. Website goes on to explain some of the many articles to the rights of a transhuman. Now, there are these creatures that have been created that I know of in Ukraine, and they have no emotion. They are emotionless. They don't have joy. They don't have hate. They are just like a cat, emotionless. But they can think, they can move. They look, appear to be human. Some of them called the dark-eyed children. And they don't know where these, they don't know, have any idea who gave birth to these children or people. But for some reason, they have a very sensitive, intuition to darkness, not to good, but to what is dark, to what is evil. People around them get a very creepy feeling. They creep people out. Something about them is just evil. Are they human or are they transhuman? Created in laboratories. There will be these type of creatures in the years prior to Christ's return. That is now. That is right now. It's not coming. These things exist presently without conscience, without empathy, without the knowledge of right or wrong. They know how to protect themselves at the expense of their environment. We're there. We're here. It's not coming. It has arrived. The children of the corn.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Once more, the Podcasts are on the radio site, 1360khnc.com. Podcast section, Present True site. Now we get to the freaky part. Disturbing part. Their articles, The Rights of the Transhuman. Article 3. All sentient, meaning great wisdom and knowledge, entities shall be granted equal and total access to any universal rights to life. Now, these, with the sentient entities, these are basically, in my view, not Homo sapien. This is additional Homo sapien with added transhumanist qualities, added DNA. These entities granted legal, granted equal and total access to universal rights to life. No coercive legal restrictions should exist to bar access to life extension, life expansion for all sentient entities, not so much human. Life expansion includes life extension, sensory improvements, other technologically driven improvements. They're not human. This is cyborgs. Article 6-7. All sentient entities should be beneficiaries of a system of universal health care. A system of universal health care does not necessitate any particular means, policy, framework, source, or method of payment for delivering health care. Number 8. Sentient entities are entitled to the freedoms of to conduct research, experiment. In other words, they will be involved in the laboratories to conduct research, experiment, explore life, science, technology, medicine, extraterrestrial realms, meaning the occult, and and to overcome biological limitations of humanity. This is so. They're protecting the world of these things. And these things, the object of hatred will be Homo sapien, people created in the image of God through Adam and Eve. Number 9, legal safeguards, Article 9, should be established to protect individual free choice in pursuing peaceful, consensual life extension, science, health improvements, body modification. So, in other words, sex changes? I don't know. Article 11, altered augmented, cybernetic, transgenic, anthropomorphic, or avatar, sentient entity, whether derived form or edited by science, comprised or co-joined with technology, has a right to exist, form, and join the neo-civilization. Again, thewinepressnews.com, February 11th, 2025. COVID vaccine recipients have become patented government property and could be classified as transhuman. I'm done for today. Visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.